Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online.
Mmm.
They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
90-day gaze,
let's love.
Y'all, welcome to the 90-day gaze. We're going to jump right back into part two. All right, shall we?
So let's move on to Asuelu and Kalani.
Yes, we hope you grabbed a drink because this is going to be a long episode, y'all. Poodle had nice tea and I've had a Diet Dr. Pepper, so we're rip-raring to go.
Paul, I haven't had my goddamn iced tea yet.
My goddamn iced tea. Who are we talking about now? Oh, Kalani.
Kalani and Asuelu. So Asuelu's picking up money bags.
I want money.
Money bags and Rosa from the airport. And I like it when she's like, hi, son. She kind of sings,
yeah.
Hi, son.
Hi, son. And then his sister, again, I forgot. I went, oh, yeah, she's deaf. I really want her to learn a sign language.
Well, I think that she learned her own, and the parents
but
kind of understand it.
But she can only talk to like three people.
I think that doesn't. It is very isolating, I'm sure, for her.
I mean,
she
even
can only
Oklahoma
kind of
has a school for the deaf.
I'm just saying.
I said deaf.
You did. I'm saying it's. I'm sure it's very isolating, but it's the only way she's learned to, you know, communicate. So,
well, my heart goes out to her.
I know. It is kind of rough.
Anyway.
So we're
getting ready for the showdown. What Kalani, we've always wanted.
Kalani and, yeah, it's the Mortal Kombat battle.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. Between Lo and
Mortal
Kombat.
Money bags.
I don't do what you say, boy.
So, okay. Asuelu picks him up. Tammy's coming in later. Okay, I got to give it to Asuelu.
She blew on her broom.
It's true. Yeah. I got to give it to Asuelu.
Oh, yeah.
He, picking up his family
he
car.
He laid down the law.
And then when he goes, he really did was like, look.
I need you to apologize to Kalani's family.
I need you
family.
To apologize. And then he was like, basically, and they're like, well, and they're saying, well, but she's Samoan. She should know. And even when he's talking to the mom, she's like, look, I want you to be a strong boy. You should put me first in your mind. This is why I need a divorce, please.
Right. This is why I need divorce, please.
Kind of like I would say, hey, mom, this is why I need you to co-sign on a loan, please. Okay. Mom, I just need you to get divorce, please. All right, baby.
It's for me. So he says, and then later on, the mom says, maybe if she knows he will divorce her, she'll be scared and become a good wife.
Which tells you about the culture she was raised in and come from and what they think about.
So women are to be afraid of their husbands.
Yes.
And that's being a good wife.
Whew.
Yeah. So be afraid of every whim that they have so they can always be like red alert.
And so this is super fucked up. But y'all, if you think about this from an understanding, this gives you an understanding truly
it's
more
patriarchal
where
culture.
They are, even a deeper understanding of where they're coming from with this and why this quote unquote makes sense to them and why Kalani and Swelu don't make sense.
That's the biggest issue, you guys. It's not that they hate Kalani. It's that they don't understand. They see a reversal of the culture that they grew up with, and she represents that. So
and
they hate that about her.
And they can't comprehend and they can't believe that a man would side with his wife
or go along
with her decision making and accept it as his own.
Exactly.
Piano Cat's blowing up on your phone. What is happening?
I'm just my mother called me.
Oh God. I want Domino's pizza. Doesn't that sound good?
My mom's still afraid of the fires. She says I've listened to the news and it scares me every time. Oh God. I'll call her after this. I know I want Domino's too. I hate you.
Y'all don't send us any more Domino's gift cards. We're trying to lose weight. By the way, I just had this morning some of those salted caramel tea biscuits that someone sent us.
I don't remember
that. The tea in the tea tins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Those are delicious.
I love it how in the same breath you talk, we're trying to lose weight. Y'all, I just had some of those salted caramel tea biscuits.
Ah, you read me.
In the same breath.
I only had one.
Right.
I did.
You had two.
I did. I only had one. I promise. I literally had one and then threw them in the cupboard and shut the door and ran away out of my kitchen like there was a spider
like they
in
were
it.
A bag of rats.
Yeah, I was like, But I'll see it later tomorrow.
Where are we?
So, yeah. So, Asuelu basically, it's like, look, this is when I really was like, Asuelu, I'm shocked. When he says, look, if you love me, you love Kalani.
Right.
That is the way it is. You've got to fucking show up and apologize to her. This is what I want.
Right. So we do wind up at lunch.
Make my anger go down.
I enjoyed that too.
That's
I will make my anger go down. Just give me money.
Money.
So the next day, we're at the Camp David summit at the Black Bear Diner, where everything is going to go down.
Everything's going to go down.
And Papa Lo and Lisa, the Kalani's mom and dad, are there. And Kalani's like, this is going to be interesting because I've never really been around where a male figure is. And she's like, they may be on their best behavior. Because if a male Samoan...
And they were.
They were
they
good.
Were.
They were very good. Tammy didn't attack anyone.
Didn't.
Or didn't try to.
Physically, at least.
Yes.
So...
I saw a sign for chicken fried steak, and I got angry. Because I love it.
Chicken fried steak is good.
It's
I also
so
love
good.
Chicken fried chicken.
Oh, they're both good.
They're both delicious.
We need to talk
with
talk
white
about
gravy.
Food. Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay,
you can't even really get that out of here, can you?
I think you get it at Denny's, probably.
Come on.
Yeah, I think so.
It can't be good.
No. You need to go to, like, Cracker Barrel to get it. No, I want Cracker Barrel. You can tell I'm hungry.
I want it from, like, Monty's Diner, which is, like, the place right across from Dale's Market in my hometown. That place. Actually, I think Monty's
is
closed.
Is it Dale? D-A-L-E?
Like or Chip and Dale. Dale's Market.
Dale's. You keep saying Dale's Market.
Dale's Market. That's what we say. But it's closed anyway. But I mean, where it used to be. Now they're all boarded up, and I think they even closed the road there.
It's a very sad story.
Yep, Southern story.
Sorry, Dale's Market.
Sorry, Dale's Market. By the way, we had a sissy who posted in our sissy squad who went to my brother's restaurant at Caddo Street Barbecue. Y'all, mention you're a sissy, you'll get a discount. Then went to fucking Tiger King Sue. And then went to fucking Arbuckle Wilderness.
She did the trifecta.
All in one day.
That sounds exhausting.
You could go take a nap and that night go see a show at Brass Ring Theater, Ardmore Little Theater. That would be my whole world.
It's a strange name for that.
It's weird when I think that people have listened to this show
and gone
and then
places.
They go the places that I grew up doing stuff.
Mm.
Are there any good things to see in Pickens?
What is it?
Because it's a bigger town than Lone Grove. I mean, Lone Grove.
I don't know. It's not
how
very
many
big.
People are in Pickens?
20,000.
Ardmore's about 25,000.
Yeah.
I mean, Lone Grove's 4,000, but it's really a bedroom community.
Yeah. 20,000 people?
There's not any fun to do, a fun place to eat, or something historical.
We could go to the feed room that used to be called the feed bag.
I feel like, you know what?
There's.
I feel like we could have a show where I go to Pickens and discover
I
things.
I know. I think
and discover people and things to do. That'd be fun.
And we could go to Tony's down the street, the Italian restaurant.
Oh, that we don't have really Italian in our
world. Tony's is not real Italian.
Oh.
I think a Greek man owns it.
It's all the same there. They're from the same town area.
What else?
They use tomatoes and everything. It's the same, Donnell. Eat it.
I'm trying to think. It seems like I haven't been in that culture. I go home, and I live outside of Pickens, so I don't really go to Pickens that much anymore. I went to high school there.
Well, you never know. We should go. Maybe we'll bring a bouncer so we don't get gay bashed.
You won't. You won't get that. That won't happen there.
Okay, good.
I mean,
is there a gay bar?
No.
Okay.
There's not even a gay bar in Greenville anymore. The castle was closed.
It was.
Yeah. I think they kind of just there's like one gay night downtown that people go. Greenville's kind of weird. There's like an alternative scene now.
A lot of places closed, or a lot of small gay bars closed because of fucking Grindr and Scruff.
Yeah.
Which, y'all, it's not the same. If you're a young queen listening to this on your phone, well, not right now because of COVID, but go to a bar and meet people.
Go
I'm
to
telling
a gay
you,
bar.
You will meet better friends there.
True.
Yeah.
But be careful. Guard your drink.
I've been roofied once.
I've been more than once.
Anyway, back to Black Bear Diner.
Where were we?
So, Asuelu's like, Asuelu, good for Asuelu. He's like, look. This is weird. Things were said. I really want you guys to, let's talk about things that I would like for you guys to apologize to Kalani.
Yep.
And then Tammy's like, I don't have to apologize.
I don't have to apologize for
anything.
And then Moneybag says, you're not obeying what I want. And then all of a sudden, Papalo's head in this epic goes, whoosh.
The look when she said, but he still doesn't really say anything.
But then at that moment, it was almost like Voltron.
Yes.
And those old monsters like, power of money mom.
Money mom.
I use mom tears on you.
Yeah, I'm going to use my deep voice and make this happen.
But, he's holding his
he's being really diplomatic.
He really is. And so Tammy's like, I'm not apologized. And then Asuelu says, you said a lot of bad things and said we should get divorced.
Right.
And Tammy goes in like, look, she doesn't support the Samoan life. She doesn't know. And then
I think the Papa Love says, you know what we understand about
you can send your you can't send all feels. Your money back to Samoa. You can't let your family starve, though.
He said, "I don't think these two kids knew what they were getting into."
Right, he did say that,
which is the most truthful thing anybody could have said in all of this.
And good blanket statement for those two.
Mom apologizes, and Kalani immediately apologizes to the mom, which is good. Tammy standing her ground and not apologizing for anything. And at one point, the mom even said, "You're my son, but I hate you for saying this."
I think she meant, I hate that you said that.
Yeah.
I hate what you said.
And Asuelu kind of says, "Well, thanks for being here. Not all things got." And then Lo kind of says, "Look." Or before that, then, y'all, we see where Kalani gets her badassery. It's not from her dad.
No, Lisa.
Lisa fucking comes through.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know what? Because I said Kalani needs a haircut, and I didn't know. Well, we both didn't know that in, like, Polynesian culture,
yeah,
your hair, like, when you have long hair, it's power.
I didn't say it. You came for her. Don't.
No. We both didn't know.
Oh.
We didn't know that reference.
I don't mind her hair.
Now I don't mind because, y'all, that top knot on the top of her and on Mama Lisa's head,
yeah,
that's some fucking power because she said, yeah, this isn't going to work. Like, you're not going to talk to my daughter like that. You're making it sound like it's her fault. And guess what? That's not okay.
Yeah. She's like, I say this with love and everything. That's not okay.
She's like, and they're here in America. So,
right.
Yeah. And then they kind of start to like, and Tammy's like, don't talk to my mom like that.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like,
no, butt out.
Butt out. I'm talking to your mom, mother to mother. And Tammy keeps butting in. And finally, then we hear Spurs.
Well, we're gonna have to agree to everybody to settle down now. Ain't nothing gonna get resolved today.
Nothing today. Best you get back on that horse and ride back to where you came from, you hear?
Can I take the bread rolls from dinner?
She did take the bread rolls. Totally. 100%.
And the menu. She's got sticky fingers, y'all.
Yeah, but even the mom says, and I think a lot of sissies have said this in their kind of her testimonial, Mama Lisa has been very open and said, look, my husband and I have had our issues.
Yeah. This Polynesian culture card, she called it.
This is outlandish.
Yeah.
This is beyond... And
we've had Samoan sissies and people in the know come to us and say, yeah, this is a very extreme case.
Very extreme case. Y'all, I think they kind of just made peace because it was at dinner, but this isn't done, and this isn't going to go well.
And when asked, Asuelu says, I'm not all happy, but I'm a quarter half happy.
Better than nothing. Now, I have to say, how do you feel that, you know, 2 episodes ago, we were really like, Kalani just needs to leave Asuelu. Do you still feel like that's the case?
It's
or do you feel
not
like-
settled yet, definitely. She sees it as good, but I feel like she's in the midst of I feel like...
What's your gut feeling?
I feel like she's not in the best of a mental place right now either. I think she's going nuts with those two kids, of having to basically raise them herself.
Uh-huh.
She's in the middle of having to deal with this third child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all a lot for her.
She's worried about everything.
I think, too, she's going through a process where she met this man when she was young. And she's probably still, what, late 20s, Kalani is?
No, they actually, so funny, I never do, and I looked at their age. She is 31.
Yeah.
And he is 24 or 26.
Yeah.
So he is a bit younger.
She was a virgin.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a thing where she's starting to recognize, maybe she's looked around and said, is this what my life is going to be? She's starting to have that kind of midlife, even though you have your usually midlife crisis at like late 30s or 40. I think like she's starting to look around and say, maybe this isn't for me.
Yeah.
And because I feel like she wants more for herself than what Asuelu wants. She wants to get out of that one horse town.
Yeah.
Every girl in this town.
Just waiting.
She does. Kalani has a song. I'll think of it soon. She's going to be somebody. She's a wild one.
That's a good one. Man, who sings that one song? I love that song. man, I got to get out of this town, and out of L.A. Remember that song?
No.
Okay. Well, that failed.
That's all I've got about those two.
All right. Let's move on, shall we?
Larissa.
Larissa.
There's
pretty
not a
short.
Lot here, you guys.
Lesson to learn from this, y'all, plastic surgery is rough.
And they say the pain after plastic surgery is some of the worst you can experience.
I've heard nose jobs are very painful.
Oh, I would imagine.
Because think about all
so
your
many
nerves there.
Yeah.
I've also heard that boob jobs are very painful as well.
I had to fast forward a little bit through the surgery because I can't handle that stuff.
I can. I just didn't want to watch. I could handle the boobs, but when they bring out the
hammers.
The hammers for a nose job, I can't.
I find all plastic surgery really, the process of it, super repellent and gross. I can't watch it. I can't watch them shove implants.
It's so violent.
It's so violent.
Yeah.
So Ericky is
my titties hurt.
She's thinking she's worried about her anesthesia. She says later on she says Anastasia,
and then,
basically.
And then suddenly I went, I want boobs, a new nose, maybe some liposuction. Then find and be a hose when I have plastic surgery.
That was a little Anastasia for you.
Y'all, what this really is about, though, it's not Larissa having surgery. It's like, this is the first time Eric's attended a surgery, and he is stressed out.
He made it about him. Whoa.
Y'all.
It's the first time I've ever attended a surgery.
This now,
it's such a weird thing to say.
Y'all get it.
He's so strange.
He's so weird. I just don't understand. I look at him, and I'm like, how do your OnlyFans have so much money? You're so not attractive to me at all.
I don't want to
see you do naked things at all.
I wouldn't pay for it. I want someone to send them to me.
Jesus. Well, this was totally, they needed something to do. I mean, they go into the surgery, and they're like, so it'll be about 3 hours, and then cut to Eric. He's like, it's been 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's going to be several hours. They said it was going to be 3 hours.
Yeah, I feel
like you're fine.
You're right. I think this was manufactured drama. I even don't think there was any question whether she was going to wake up or not. I think when they wake people up out of anesthesia, sometimes it just takes a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they just made this really dramatic. Honestly, when it's just Eric in a scene, I find that him... Eric, he could never do his own reality show.
No.
And we see this now.
It would have been better if, like, he would have gone and, like, fucked like, one of the... Because, you know, there's a gay guy who works at the plastic surgery office.
Yeah.
They would have, like, hooked up.
I feel like, he is so typical of kind of people who are just sexual with anyone who will have them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that kind of weird...
No, if he was in a spaceship...
And I'm not really saying a bi person. I'm saying someone whose currency is sexuality.
I think, if he was on the spaceship that went to Mars for the first time and there were aliens there...
He fucked a green man.
He would fuck a green man.
Yeah, I know. There's something... Or a green non-gender
kind
of individual.
Kind of think you would do that, too.
But I only like the men's. They need a green penis. Or whatever they call it. A hoink-a-doink.
A hoink-a-doink.
Best I ever had.
Yeah, exactly. I always hope that I'm old enough for us to find life on other planets, but I don't think I will be.
Nope. You'll be dead.
I think we'll be... Although they did just find evidence of life on Venus.
Life. Microscopic life.
Yes, microscopic life. But.
Right. Hopefully, they'll have found out... I'll have decided to finally date my scientist boyfriend, and he'll cut off my head and put it in a floating tank, and I'll live for another 100 years.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I know. Get a new body.
That'd be great.
But yeah, I'll see life.
Y'all, that's basically all that happened. Having a floating head's way more interesting than this.
He does take her home after that, and she's basically in a lot of pain. She looks kind of like a crash test dummy as she's carrying her to the house.
What happened to those crash test dummies? What were their names? Ted and Gary or Carl?
I don't know. That was a weird ad campaign.
Were they gay?
I don't think so.
Brothers.
That sounds about right. So, it's like, I just kept writing down, Eric made all this about him.
He really did.
That's all I've got about those. That's all I got. I need more Larissa when she's conscious.
Yeah, exactly.
Much better.
Exactly.
Okay, let's take a little commercial break and we will be right back.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's QUINCE.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What? Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Y'all, it's somebody else's wedding day.
Oh!
Get married in Nigeria!
But it's still a country wedding somehow.
It is.
It's still wind up
They're still in a grass field with a retail sign behind them. Or something.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was still kind of country Nigeria chic.
It was.
She basically probably had to take her cigarettes out of her bra before she went down.
She did. Y'all, let's get to Angela and Michael get married. The wedding is fine. They have like just, they got married.
And I want to say this. Maybe I'm wrong. Is love and obey also part of the male vow that the man says?
I think he said it. Did he?
It was edited out. But I think they just edited it out.
Well, maybe it's not Nigeria, but normally it is.
Yeah. And so it's not that big of a deal.
I know, but Angela's always going to make a thing about it. It's her thing now.
But it's just, you know what? And just when I guess they had to make something of it, I just kept moving on. She's like, obey. Obey who? Anyway, I will say, she behaved herself quite well through this whole episode. She's still abusive to Michael.
She is.
But
it was a fine outside when the reception looked really nice.
Right. Her little her red dress at the reception she looked really good.
And he looked great in that white suit with his little red hat. They looked adorable.
Then Michael made it rain all over Angela.
And then suddenly Poodle's like, I want a Nigerian wedding.
And then Asuelu's mom is like, money!
Money!
She came out of nowhere riding a goat.
She's like, I'm here. riding
one of those goats they had in
that she
in
was
Portland.
Trying to fill up for his wallet. I hope those goats aren't dead now from the smoke.
Oh, boy.
We're praying for our, not just us in California, we are praying for our Northwest cities, especially
our Oregonians.
Yes, y'all are going through it right now. We are
sending you guys all the love.
Send you all the love. Oh, and for our Portlanders.
Stay inside if you can.
I'll be on Portland Afternoon Live via Skype on Friday, so I'll be sending you love.
Maybe wait in the not the same breath to pimp your
skin. No, I just mean like if they're looking forward to something, say hi. You know? I'm just trying to connect.
I know. I'm just saying. Oh, that reminds me. That not just, and also I'll be on, it sounded like you brought that up just so you could pimp
it
your
did.
Appearance.
I did not mean to, but yes, it did. I meant it to be like, y'all, because the only time I feel normal is when we do this fucking show.
We said that before. That's true.
I'm sitting in my house. We can't go outside. You can't do anything. If someone said, hey, there's a car chase on the 5, I would be so excited to just sit and watch it.
I agree. I've just been watching Miss America on Hulu.
Oh, is it good?
Y'all, it's fucking phenomenal.
It's on my list.
It's not just Kate Blanchett. Who's unbelievable as Phyllis Schlafly? Tracy Ullman as Betty Friedan, everybody. My God. Uzo Aduba.
Yeah.
Is Shirley Chisholm. And really, just like an amazing cast.
I wonder how factual it is.
It doesn't play very, very loose with the facts. Sometimes they make up stuff. John Slattery as her as Phyllis Schlafly's husband is great.
How many? 8 episodes?
10. No, 9.
I've heard it's really well done.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's on my list.
But if you want to kind of get an idea about the Equal Rights Amendment of the ERA and see why it's still not ratified and things like that, and an idea of what the second wave of feminism was actually fighting for and what they were up against. It's very interesting. And they don't make, it's not one-sided at all. You can see both, and you know, they cast Kate Blanchett as the very much Phyllis Schlafly hardline anti-feminist.
Mm.
So it's great. You won't be disappointed.
All right.
That's one recommendation for Miss America.
You heard it from
Mrs.
the whore's mouth.
That should be like, and don't just take my word for it, but a bump.
Bump.
Where were we?
So they're doing the thing that we're, and they're doing the reception. They have this beautiful, huge, half Nigerian, half USA cake. They're eating the cake. And then this was pretty funny when Angela says, when Michael is drunk, because they do the testimony, he's like, it was a beautiful night. Everything was great. And then he goes, kisses, and he goes, thank you.
I hate to do that.
And I'm like, I've done.
Like, you have too much to drink, Michael.
You know when you're drunk and you think you're talking to like 20 people, but it's just 2 people? He's just talking to the camera people.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but I hope that works.
She points at his dick.
At his dick, y'all. Because as she says earlier, when he sees her boobs, he salutes. And she brings up her forearm because his dick is like a baby
it's
leg.
It's a big dick.
It's a huge dick.
So, y'all, the next thing is JoJo is leaving. And the next day, she's like, guess who had an orgasm last night? That's an Angela chandelier
scream. Boy, that cake was good. You see him tear into that cake? I mean.
So we're still talking about the cake. JoJo has a little, they're taking her out for her last kind of meal to thank her.
And this part was so eye-roll scripted to me.
This is very scripted.
I was just like, this would not have happened.
JoJo was pushed to say this by producers.
Yes.
I actually think everything besides their trip to marriage, you guys, has taken forever. And now it's boring. It's interesting.
This season they were like, we've got to make quote-unquote drama.
Yeah.
Of course, it kind of ends with something real life.
A lot
but
of drama.
Yeah.
So I wrote, this is all BS. You're exactly right. She's still wishing her family was there. I'm trying to think, anything else?
JoJo basically is like, are you marrying her for a green card? He's like, yeah. No, I'm not. That's that whole thing. We're like, snooze fest.
I think the next thing I have is the call from Skyla.
Yeah, because I was looking up the episodes, and I think we're going to... So we get the call from Skyla that her mom...
Is unresponsive.
Unresponsive.
And then she's in the ICU.
Yeah.
And she can't leave. She can't leave the country.
I have to say, I wasn't planning on talking, but this triggered me because, y'all, just this weekend we found out that my father has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He has multiple myeloma, and we don't know how bad it is yet. But I actually... We have been so digging on Angela, and it's the same frustration of, because of COVID,
right?
I can't go. Just my brother can. There's no point in me even to be there. And it's very
frustrating.
It's one of the most helpless. The only time I could think about it was equivocate was when you were in the coma and none of us could see you until your mom actually like got there because we weren't quote unquote fit. So there was like 2 days of us just getting information, but I was standing outside the hospital and couldn't see you. And it's that. So it gives me a new appreciation for Angela and COVID and all this kind of stuff. So my dad isn't anything like.
Yep. We're all praying for him. We're all wishing him so much.
Chelsea Marr, it's not a curable cancer. So it's going to be a hard road. But he's not like Angela's situation was. Yeah.
You can treat it. It's not curable, like you said.
Yeah. So. So anyway, that's what we're going through. We've mentioned before, like lightly, that y'all we are postponing a virtual show in October.
Yeah, mostly because we don't know.
We don't know if I'm going to have to go back, and if we, it's just too much. So anyway, send in prayer warriors, not just for me, but for. We've got a lot of sissies that have loved ones in hospitals that they can't see right now, and man, it's rough for everybody. So
let's talk about this garbage show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing we can do.
I will say, though, I think this isn't a spoiler. Most people know yet. Her mother does pass away.
We don't know when it is.
I'm just like, oh, my God, I hope she gets back.
She'll blame herself.
Before her mother passes away.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what I would do.
That's pretty damning. I don't know if I could recover from that.
I don't know.
Especially because she left.
Yeah.
She left her mother, and she says, Mom, don't die.
And so...
And she'd blame herself.
And I know that I think she does. They do deal with the death at the end of this season. I think they're going to deal with it next episode.
Oh, God. Hopefully she gets back.
I hope so, too. So, anyway.
She said it was... She said in the preview that she's like... She thought it might be her fault. Oh, God.
Oh,
anyway, should we move on to someone a little more ridiculous
and actually more sad? Really,
strangely,
more sad than Angela or my father having cancer is Paul and Karina. Sorry, y'all. I make jokes about things because that's how I deal with it. So,
friend, I'm packing really stresses me out, friend.
Friend,
What's in my ass?
Oh, what's in your butt crack?
Something just went in my butt crack.
What?
I know. Get it out. You know how I'm really nervous about anything going in my ass because I think I might be gay. I don't want everyone to think I'm big gay because I don't like things
Paul,
in my butt.
Why are you smiling, Paul?
It felt good.
Paul is, you're right. Y'all, Paul will never, here's two things to know about Paul sexually. One, he has never trimmed anything, so
never.
It's just like ball bush.
Yeah.
I mean, it's poor Karini is just like...
It looks like the back of a bear.
She's just flossing her teeth when she's done. Bless her heart.
So many balls. I don't think Karini goes down anymore. I don't think he's into that.
Maybe. Probably not.
Yeah.
So there's one that. And two, she can't even touch the back of his leg because he will never
gay shit. No, never.
Never.
Because if he thought he was into anal at all... He would question his sexuality.
Oh,
that
would
be it for him.
Was his main friend.
Exactly. Friend, I don't like boys.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Inside my soul, my Savior God for thee.
How great thou art.
I'm not gay.
How great thou art. I like girls, friend. That's when he spits at the end.
Yeah.
So
they're going to go back to Brazil
for a little bit, as he says. They're going to the airport. He's calling furiously calling Mother Pole.
No drama.
And no stress. And he's like, I really like to see my mom before I go to Brazil because we don't know when we're going to get back.
I just want to smell her hair one more time. One more time.
So she's like, aren't you happy? And he's like, yeah, I'm happy. I'm ecstatic.
And then he smiles.
Yeah, he's not happy about going back. He does know that she's miserable because she misses her family.
And he's worried she's going to fucking stay there.
Yeah.
So
he finally compromised, y'all, because he knew she'd leave him. Yeah.
Because when she went to the lawyer, he went, whoa.
Yep.
I don't have all the power
Good
here.
Good job, Carini.
Good job, Carini. Carini does hope that going as a family will help their family. Spoiler alert. It doesn't.
Spoiler alert, as you know from recent events, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think they're back together.
Right? I don't know. They did go back to the U.S., though.
Oh, they did? They're both in the U.S. now?
No. When all that happened, they had come back to the U.S.
Yeah. They did come back to the U.S.
I'm not sure. So he can't... he's worried that she's going to want to stay permanently, and he can't find the passport and the papers and all
takes
this
forever.
Shit.
And Paul is one of those people. Y'all, come at us if your father or mother does a monologue every time they look for things.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know where I put it. I bet Vicky does that, doesn't she?
Fran,
I don't know. Where'd I put this?
Does she do
that? I can't find anything in this purse. I always put... I gotta get a smaller purse. All kinds of shit in here I don't need. You know what? Your father probably took it out. He was looking at it. I saw him. And you know he can't be counted on to put anything back where he found it.
And that poor girl Candy at Belk's is just standing there just thinking, I want to go check my cell phone right now, and I can't.
Candy at Belk's, you're right. I've got a husband who will just go in my billfold and take $100. Wouldn't think anything of it. I know it's our money, but I squirrel stuff away. He has no idea.
Your mother has actually said this to people.
Yes. My mother did. My mother squirreled stuff away. That's a very common thing, I think, right? Wives squirrel stuff away, right?
There is money in the walls of your house.
My mother used to get stuff so she could like pay little bills or buy stuff for us. My mom used to like hide money and like...
That's not trauma at all.
Not at all. I don't know. That's where I was. That's how I was brought up, y'all. So no wonder I've got issues with money.
We all do.
So anyway, we're about to go all the passports, and then we hear Paul.
And now I think it's time for something we like to call 90 Day Gays Theater. I took a high note.
Just repeat after me. You can do that, but you have to finish the phrase. That's fine.
I always do that.
No, you don't. It's not even cute when you say I always do it anymore.
I do, though.
No, you don't.
I don't hear it.
You're wrong. It's okay.
Poodle will be playing the role of Paul. I'll be playing the role of Mother Mary. And sing.
Mother, Paul. Friend. Paul. Mother, friend. Friend. Paul. Friend, come here. I want to pick Paul. You up. I want to pick you up. Here we go.
No,
I'm gonna pick
Paul,
you up.
Don't.
I'm going to pick
Paul.
You up.
Paul, don't
well,
do that.
I can
that.
Get close in your hair,
no.
friend.
I'm going to really drop close. My iced tea. God damn it, Paul. I just got it. It's where I was late. It's happy hour. It's Sonic.
You get that... smell a little bourbon in it. That's okay.
Paul, I got to make do. Golly, I didn't know.
Oh.
Didn't know y'all going to leave so soon.
You got here. I'm going to really miss you, friend. I'm so glad you're here. I love your work outfit.
Carini, I'm so... I know. Just try not to let him stress you out. It's hard, though, Paul.
We're going to really miss you, Mom. We're going to miss you, the baby. And,
are you sure this baby wants to go? Maybe you should leave him with me, Paul.
That's kidnapping, Mama. But that's okay.
Paul, you just stress so much.
It's okay. I know to breathe.
Paul, yes, just breathe. When things stress you out, just take a breath.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Imagine that my hair is wrapped around your face.
Oh.
It's caressing you.
Oh, that feels
good. And you
good.
Smell that smell of prale.
Mm.
Prale.
I love prale.
and white diamonds, Paul. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that's me, your mother.
White diamonds. White diamonds, Fran. All right, we gotta go. We gotta go.
I wanted to be Liz Taylor, Paul, but then I got pregnant with your father, and now I'm wearing combat boots, working at a pencil factory. Don't leave me, Paul.
And scene. That got dark at the end, but that is exactly where she works.
Y'all,
she works at the Ticonderoga pencil factory, y'all. That is exactly where she works. She is a ship supervisor.
She
at the Ticonderoga. I can't say it.
Ticonderoga? Is that an actual Ticonderoga?
I think it is. Ticonderoga pencil factory. She's a ship supervisor. She's come up pretty far.
They're going away, and Paul says, there's some things I'm going to miss from America. I'm going to miss
AC. I'm going to miss tap water you can drink.
We'll miss
family, friends. You don't have any family and friends' birthdays that you miss.
Poop water plants. Like going to those. We'll miss.
Anyway,
matches. I'm gonna miss matches. They don't make them the same in ton of chains.
I'm gonna miss girlfriends' houses. I can just go in and sit and whisper to myself before I burn it all down.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine, Paul.
I liked it when she's as. As they're walking away, Mary's like, keep in touch with me, Paul!
Paul, call me! Paul! Not on Tuesdays, that's when I'm at that church group. But on Friday nights is fine, that's when your father doesn't talk to me anyway. Paul, all right, you got the number to the pencil factory if things get bad, right, Paul?
It's our busy time of year.
School starts in a month, Paul. I don't have time to fuck with you. So only call there if it's important.
They just made me in charge of number twos. Yep.
It's a big order. Homeschool is kicking our ass. Pencils for America. That's what we're doing, Paul. So no, I'm busy.
Pencil.
And don't buy those clickable pencils. They're putting us out of business.
Bye, American.
Bye.
That is exactly where she works. I've never been so convinced.
For sure. For sure.
Ship supervisor. I'm Mary, ship supervisor at Ticonderoga Pencils.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Come at us if you work in a pencil factory. That'd be a fun job, actually.
I did say, come at us if you work in a coal mine, and someone did. And I screamed at my computer screen.
I do love that. We have so many sissies that do so many different jobs. It's fantastic. Y'all, we have fun in there. Come at us in our private group.
It's our sissy squad.
We're 7,000 members strong.
7,000 brave souls.
We got straight sissies.
7,000 dick pigs.
Yeah. Even if they're straight men, they're still dick pigs at heart. Yeah.
And they love vagina.
Or as someone said, being a dick pig is really a state of mind. Yes. And it really is.
Being a dick pig is a mood.
It is a mood.
Sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with whether you like dick or not.
No, it's a mood.
It is it's like a place.
It's a place
inside yourself.
Well, you know what you
know
want,
you're a
and
dick
you
pig.
Get what you want, and
yes.
You can.
I think there was a lesbian says, "I've been a lesbian for a long time."
She said, "A car carrying dyke."
A car carrying dyke, and she said, "I'd be honored to be called a dick pig."
Exactly, exactly.
Badge of honor.
Honor. Next up we got Colt.
This is the worst after school special ever. You know, like short PSAs about like where the fat kid's trying to feel better about himself.
Yep.
That's what this is. Yep. It's bad.
It's really bad. Colt has never been to a gym in his life and he does not know how to work out at all.
No.
I don't understand. Like, he's working out. He's just hopping on stones.
I think
at one point he's doing hopscotch.
I was gonna say, I literally wrote this down. I wrote down, is he playing hopscotch?
I don't think Colt is comfortable in his own body actually as well.
No, and he even has lost weight since last time we've seen him.
But he works out very, it's almost like he almost works out the way Phoebe runs on Friends.
Yes. Just, this is very much a performative working out. This is kind of the workout that when I'm at the gym and I'm just trying to see like a really hot guy and I'm just going and I'm not really looking, not really paying attention to what I'm doing.
I've seen that in person. Y'all, so Steve, his cute friend shows
his
up.
Fake friend. This is a fake friend.
Oh, yeah. This was Las Vegas Central Casting.
Yeah. Steve showed up because he replied to...
the Actors Access post.
He got about a short they were doing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And it was a motivational short.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got there...
Like, do you have interested in being... Are you a burgeoning life coach?
He's like, yeah, I could do that. I could play that. Do I need to know anything for the scene? Absolutely
no,
not.
No. Mm-mm. Do I need to like listen to anything?
Nope, absolutely not.
What about do some research?
Nope.
Okay, yeah. Can I have good hair?
Steve's hot, y'all.
Steve's hot.
I would beg for it.
I mean, at this point, I mean, you would beg for Goofy to slap you in the face with his
gorge.
Dick. Gorge. I didn't Goofy. Mean to call me. We just got sensitive.
I should have told you I Y'all, was coming.
Goofy?
Oh, gosh.
Goofy never tells you when he's going to come. Every time he's like, oh. Every time he doesn't know.
I'm
sorry. Sorry about that. Keeps happening. But you don't care because his dick is huge.
Huge,
huge
cock.
Y'all, huge.
Yeah.
Have you seen his feet?
Sorry if we ruined Goofy for you.
Someone is probably listening, waiting for a ride at Disneyland right now, and just feels sick to their stomach.
And their child just goes, "Mommy, can we ride this?" And then you question everything you've ever all your choices. So
Steve, they're kind of
Steve is like, "Yeah, you look good. You want to do some dips?" And he's like, yeah, sure.
I put my hand upon you, my dip. And when I dip, you dip, you dip.
So he's like, do you ever meditate?
Meditate?
And Colt's like, I don't know what that is. What are you talking
about?
What
is meditation?
I think this is another time for a quick episode of 90 Days Theater.
I'll be playing the role of Colt. So just imagine I'm wearing glasses and I'm adjusting them continually. Poodle will be playing the role of, since he is a life
hot
coach.
Hot Steve.
Of Hot Steve. And
I think also you need to remind yourself you're doing the best you can to play an actual person.
Thank you.
And failing.
And scene.
All of this feels really scripted too.
Oh yeah. So thanks for, I've been a little
hey
down.
There. Hey there,
Vanessa,
buddy.
Since Vanessa moved out, I've been a little sad. Even though we weren't dating, she was just
a
roommate.
That was in the script, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, I gotcha. You know, do you, how do I say this? Do you ever...
Kill people?
Meditate?
Wear their skin?
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't
you
know
ever
what
heard of that word?
No, is that a...
Completely foreign to you.
Is that a form of slavery or something I could do
you've
with,
never heard
with
of the
whip?
You've never heard the word meditation?
No, never.
Even in like movies, TV?
No, is this how I can use mind control to get Brazilian
well, let's
women
start,
to...
Let's start from the beginning.
Okay. Okay.
I want you to close your eyes.
Okay, let me adjust my glasses. Okay.
And I want you to count to 10. Take a deep breath.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
No, slower, slower,
oh,
slower.
Okay,
slower.
5.
I've never heard anyone creepier talk. That's really strange.
6.
Oh my God, this is a fucking nightmare. Stop!
7.
Stop! Okay, wait, wake up. You're creeping
8.
Me out.
Oh, okay, okay.
Is that better for you?
Yeah, I'm calmer. A bit.
Kind
I
of?
Feel, yeah, I feel a little calmer. I just
see, this is what you learn in being a life coach.
I just did. Wait. Do you hear something?
Working out without me and your mom, Paul.
Wait, do you hear that, life coach? Or is it just in my head?
Is that some? That's a. I didn't hear a thing. Looks like you've got a voice in your head, sir.
Oh God, I think I need to get rid of my mother. Should I kill her?
Maybe set some boundaries before that. A boy's best friend is his mother.
Wow, you're good.
Stop looking at me that way. And scene.
You know, y'all can't see this, but I'm adjusting my glasses. I am method.
You're
I am
all
so method.
Method.
Who knew Pee-wee was going to show up?
He's in Colt's brain now,
he
which
is
weird.
Yeah. So, y'all, Steve tells him, you might want to take some distance from your mother.
Best advice ever.
And then as they're walking away, it's like this Little House on the Prairie
dun,
moment.
Dun, 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 dun. Catch a football, buddy.
Buddy. And they're like, and he goes to tackle Colt, and Colt goes, oh! And then Colt runs with his arms out, flailing, and then he, like, puts his arm around. He's like, thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
Steve.
Buddy. I'm telling you, it was the most uncomfortable, like, PSA I've ever seen for, I'm a fat boy working out. Oh, what am I going to do, coach?
It was really...
It really was Colt trying to act like a man, like a normal friend.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
My thing's about to die. I'm looking for my phones, for my notes.
Oh, I guess we're done.
Y'all, that's the show.
I was like, what the fuck?
That's the show. That's all we got. That's all we have to do. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to jump, but we're not done because we still got our sissy spurt.
Oh, that's right. We do these now.
Sissy spurt. Well, when else will we do it?
I used to think we'd do it with the other way, but you're right. We don't have the other way
right
now.
We don't have the other way, and we don't have any other shows
you're
that are going
right.
free. So do you want to do it?
No, of course we're going to
do
it.
We can do it in Darcy and
we
Stacey.
We should start doing it on Darcy Stacey because these episodes are so long anyway.
All right. Well, we can skip this week. I don't care.
No!
Do we have any? Since these pop up?
Maybe not.
I don't think we do.
Here, pause it. We'll find one.
Okay, our Google Voice is fucked up, and I don't know. So we're going to skip Spotlight this year.
We're going to skip our sissy Spotlight
Poodle
right this
Poodle accidentally, I think, logged us out, and now we have to change the password. This is why he can't touch fucking technology.
We could have had someone. I think I just fucked it up. But y'all, keep sending us stuff.
Keep sending
either
us.
Either that or we didn't have anything this week.
So, yeah. So we will have that. We'll do that for Darcy and Stacey. But we do have... our sissy shout-outs.
We
outs.
Do have our sissy shout-outs, yes.
We're on C
I'll
and
let you
D
go first.
This week. This first sissy shout-out, this is the letter C. It's for Cookie. Good enough for me. And it starts with...
Couldn't you have thought about this?
Fistina.
Wow.
Fistina Camarena.
Are you sure that's the last name?
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Fistina Camarena.
I just don't want you to say something that's awful. You could be right.
What do you mean awful?
Can I pronounce it for you? Sound it out.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Show me.
Fistina Camarena.
Camarena. You're right.
Yeah.
You said Camarena. I was fixing it. Camarena.
I did not. I said Camarena. Fistina. Fistina, y'all. Starts with a C, sounds like Fistina. Y'all, Fistina Camarena, this is good. You're going to think this is a story about 90 Day Fiance, but it's really
okay.
not. But y'all, if we've seen in the squad, Fistina fucking hates Libby's family. She posts about it all the time in the Sissy Squad.
She's not alone.
But a lot of you don't know, y'all, we haven't heard from her in a while. And that's because... she moved to Moldova.
Wow.
Because she's decided she is going to infiltrate that country and show them that American people are nice and that we know how to fuck. So she is fucking some...
That is some life commitment just to spite
she's like,
that family.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to fuck all those hot Moldovan dancers.
Ooh, they're
like,
so hot.
One of the guys in the wedding, she fucked him.
Okay.
You know, and you know what? She's even trying to get with...
Call me, girl. I'd go over there with you.
As we talked about, she is a dick pig mood, and she's into it. She also has learned...
Stop moving the ottoman.
Oh, sorry. She's becoming a home chef of making any foods with gelatin. So,
like the glacés and
and all that. So right now she's working on a recipe.
The mousses.
With Fruit Loops and candied yams.
Yum.
Not going
That's
over well.
That's actually really gross.
Not going over well.
I can't imagine that the cereal would just like get soggy.
That's what she learned. Festina is not a cook at heart. She just knows how to, you know, infiltrate Moldovan men.
And
you know, it's some women, too. She doesn't discern. She will do whatever she needs to do to make her country
to
proud.
To make her country proud.
To let them know that she's
unlike
proud
the podcast.
Yes. Unlike. And every time she gets done having sex with somebody, when she gets off, she's like, and I'm not a pothouse.
Podhast.
Whatever. She's working on the name.
You don't know the name.
So, y'all, send her your recipes. Let Festina know. Send her some love, maybe a postcard. Right now, she is working on a recipe that involves Cheetos, leftover Kentucky Fried Chicken,
okay,
and lamb stock.
Interesting.
Don't know if it's going to be a hit either.
I would think the Cheetos might get soggy too.
Probably.
I think she needs to stay away from the textural elements that are crispy.
Probably so, yeah. Anyway, y'all, and that's Festina Camarena.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's a lovely story.
What about you, Poodle?
My sissy shout out goes to, seriously, mine begins with F as well.
Oh.
And it is Fangel.
Fangel.
Fangel Duke.
Fangel Duke.
Fangel Duke.
Because he's got D also. Fangel Duke.
Fangel. Thanks for explaining that. Fangel Duke.
Hey, I like to make things clear.
Fangel Duke. Now, what Fangel found out, huge news. She did some genealogy reports.
Oh.
And it told her that she was related to the actual Doris Duke, as in Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, very rich woman.
Mm. Oh, I hear them all the time on NPR.
Yes. Yeah. But did Annette Bening play her? I want to say in a miniseries. I don't
Maybe.
Know. Very wealthy woman. She gave to the arts.
I want
to
be that wealthy.
And Fangel said, I'm going to get me some of that good Duke money.
Oh.
And so she, because she was related, and so she basically went up to New York and said, I'm part of the estate. I'm the blah, blah, blah granddaughter of blah, blah, blah. And they're like, well, madam, we don't have you on the list. And she's like, I was conceived illegitimately by Larry Duke.
Larry Duke.
Her fourth child removed.
Did he meet somebody on Filipino Cupid?
Maybe. Maybe. And you know what? Strangely enough, Fangel will also fuck you for McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
However, what she found out, they sent her a correction when she did her 23andMe. It wasn't necessarily that Doris Duke. It was Doris Duke, the third grandchild of the Duke's mayonnaise.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's even better if you ask me.
And you know what? So they didn't have a lot to give her because the Japanese own it now. Sad, but true. That's actually not true. But they could give her, however, free mayonnaise for life. So Fangel got Duke's mayonnaise for the rest of her life. And she said the same thing that you said. This is almost better. Although she wishes she had Doris Duke's
money.
Millions.
Yeah, that's really better.
Yeah. Anyway, turns out nothing's better than masturbating with Duke's mayonnaise.
And that's our shout-outs, y'all, which are 110% accurate.
I don't know. That's what she says. That's what Fangel says.
Except for Duke's mayonnaise is not owned by the Japanese. We don't want to get sued.
That's true.
That's true.
I just made that part up.
By the way, I had some French fries the other day with our Whataburger ketchup.
Are they good?
Yes.
Thank you, Mary Shesky.
You got to get Fat Burger Fat Fries for that.
Oh, my God.
And thank you, Mary Shesky, for doing our Letter of Gay and keeping us on track. Y'all. She also does the update for our Patreon for our toe.
Yes, we're gonna know that.
And we are doing.
We just finished our toe. You'll see the last episode. We're on 19.
19. So we're finishing up.
We're
toe.
We're closing in on the end of our Patreon.
And gonna do the
classic
toe.
Episode.
Classic. And then after that, y'all, if you've never done this, this is your time. We're going back. through the annals of 90 Day.
Annals.
The annals of herstory to the first season of 90 Day Fiancé.
OG 90 Day, season one.
Season one.
Six episodes, couples you barely remember.
And, you know, a lot of people say, like, eh, it's not the best season, but I'd be interesting to rewatch
we're
it
thorough.
Again. But we're thorough because we've got six episodes of this, and then we're jumping into season two.
I mean, y'all, do we can
Daniela
make,
Mohammed.
We can make things interesting. You know, we barely talk about the show anyway.
So, yeah.
I spent 10 minutes talking about Birdie. So.
It's true. That's really why the show
went. Justice for Birdie.
This is why the
Justice
show.
Justice for Birdie.
That's why the show went long. Because of you. It wasn't me this time.
I will never admit to making the show.
That hot hamburger, too, took us off the rail.
Oh, God. I need to find him.
Anyway,
still around.
So jump into our Patreon. We have that at the $5 tier. We have our, we're doing our buy, don't forget our buy curious all this month. And then at the $15 tier, we have our watch along.
Yes.
And oh, we got to do a YouTube chat this month. We almost forgot.
Yes, the end before the end of the
yeah,
last, for the last
yeah,
week
yeah,
of
we
September.
We got to do that too. So yeah. Got all that coming out. So that's at our Gaytreon, our Patreon. You can also find us at 90 Day Gays.
90 Day Gays.
You can find our merch. You can find Poodle's Home Collection will be coming soon.
We're waiting on some graphics.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah.
So good things take time.
And you guys, come at us on Instagram, also 90 Day Gays. And we're also on Cameo. And I want to say one more thing before we're getting to September, you guys. November is close. Election day is coming. And if you...
Yeah, we want to start reminding people.
We want everyone to vote because that's our right as Americans.
We don't talk about politics, but
voting,
voting
isn't political.
But voting, no matter what party you're on...
You should, because you know what? Make your fucking voice heard.
If we've learned anything from 90 Day Fiancé, not everybody in the world has the
right
to vote. So the fact that we have this and
go to vote.org.
Vote.org. Mail in... Vote whatever you do. It's all safe.
Yep.
It's all fine. It all will get there.
Right.
Just vote. Yeah, it's vote.org.
Also, vote.org or rockthevote.org, and it will tell you a drop-down menu if you want to vote absentee, how to do it in any state of the union.
There's also where's my fucking polling place,
exactly.
Wherever. There's plenty.
So, y'all, find out if you want to vote by mail. Do it now, and as soon as you get that ballot, mail it fucking in.
Mail it in. If you worry about the post, a lot of them are setting up like their own like drop boxes too.
Because this is you know, you can say elections don't matter. Y'all, you got to have more power than that.
Exactly.
You have the power to do this.
This show really has made me, I always value voting, but just really the gratitude of being an American.
Democratic
and
country. Small D.
That we do have a voice in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, thanks for reminding us about that, Poodle.
Vote, fuckers.
We're going to be talking about that. Just little reminders all throughout until Election Day. And come at us on Cameo.
Yes.
My mind blew up today. I got so many to
I
do now,
too.
So come at us on Cameo. All that's in the show links. We're working on some crossovers with 420.
Yes.
And we're
going to need to email them back.
Yeah. And we've got some other stuff coming on. So, y'all, we love you. We appreciate you. And remember, we call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you're on your third shift at Ticonderoga Pencil Company, call us.
We my goddamn iced tea.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.